on Saturday, May 15th, 1999, a protest against the war in Yugoslavia was held in San Francisco. March organizers estimated the turnout at 1,200. The following are sound bites from that protest, beginning with a spoken word performance, drawing the rather obvious connections between the war and the Colorado school massacre, a connection which the corporate-owned media have carefully avoided.
Something I wrote about Colorado, and I was asked to read it here. I don't think it's half the subject. I think it's all one big subject, so here it goes. The hallways are covered with blood. The hallways are covered with blood. If this one needs happen, must people die to bring attention to the sick American pretension of happiness? Is this what needs be done? Perhaps the children were just sitting around wondering what they could do, and they tried dressing really outrageous, and they tried breaking things, and they tried being loud, and no one noticed at all. So they decided to kill, to smear everything with blood, because they noticed that blood was the only thing widely talked about, that the screen and the papers were all smeared with red. Everyone knows about killings. Everyone knows about pain. Let's kill the children. That'll really call attention to the way this country's dying and denying its own stench. If we kill the parents, the kids will suffer, and it certainly isn't their fault. If we kill the children, the parents will suffer, and there's nothing in this world that could possibly hurt them more. Boom, boom, boom! You're fucked up, America! And I'll write it in the blood of your children! You fucked up, America! And I'll write it in the blood of your children! Only the blood of your children can make this cement vibrate! It will not be absorbed! It will not be absolved! Its innocence requires no blessing! Boom, boom, boom! You fucked up, America! And I'll write it in the blood of your children! Don't you dare blame the children. Don't you dare blame the children. Don't you dare blame anyone but yourselves. I am the murderer. I am the murderer. I am the murderer. Put me on trial. It's no one's fault but my own. Put me in jail with the president, who pays for the guns and who pays for the thoughts, who kills children every day anyway. Put me in jail with the head of the FBI. Put me in jail with all the men that decide this blood, this incessant flood. It's as much my fault as theirs. Put me on trial. I killed the children, and you killed the children. We put the guns in their hands. We put the guns in their hands. We put the thoughts in their heads. Incarcerate this damn country. Let's all go to prison and pay, because we pay for the guns, and we pay for the bombs, and we pay for the thoughts. I killed the children. Not one person is innocent, and if you are, I dare you to cast the first stone. Thank you.
The ad hoc coalition to stop the U.S.-NATO war in the Balkans has meetings every week. Every week on Mondays at 7 p.m., we all meet at Centro del Pueblo. That's on Valencia Street, 474 Valencia Street, Valencia and 16th. Everybody is welcome. It's open to everybody. Come down and help the effort, please. Our next speaker will be Paul George. He's the director of the Peninsula Peace and Justice Center, and he's a regional anti-war leader. He led against the U.S. war versus Iraq, brought a quarter of a million people down here. And he's a representative. He's leading the U.S.-NATO war against the Yugoslavia. He's here today to represent the Peninsula and Peace and Justice Center. Paul George, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for being out here today. At the risk of
quoting someone we all thoroughly despise, I'm reminded of Ronald Reagan, and here we go again. President Clinton, Bill Clinton, out there apologizing his head off. Boy, is he sorry. Called the Chinese, hey, I'm sorry I blew up your embassy. He's sorry that they dropped bombs on a farm and killed Albanian refugees. He's sorry that he's blown up busfuls of refugees. He's not sorry that he's blown up journalists. But he's out there apologizing. One thing we can agree on, Bill Clinton has got to be the sorriest president we've had in a long, long time. But you know, when he called the Chinese to apologize for blowing their embassy apart, and who among you thinks that that really was a mistake, that they were using old maps? Is that credible? Can you believe that? Anyway, he called up the Chinese to apologize for blowing apart their embassy and killing three journalists. But in the same conversation, he said, oh, by the way, we'd still like you to join the World Trade Organization. How sick is that? How sick is that? Here he is raining bombs down on civilian populations. We know what he's got on his mind, his globalization agenda. Calling up to apologize for killing innocent journalists, and he's talking about his globalization agenda. Well, I got news for you, folks. Welcome to the future, because this is what we're going to be seeing. You know, NATO just had their big 50th anniversary shindig in Washington. One of the things that went really unreported was the new document that came out of that NATO meeting, their new strategic concept for NATO. In that document, they reserve for themselves the right to bomb anywhere and everywhere they please, wherever they detect instability or the threat of instability. Not just in NATO countries, not just next door, but anywhere where they perceive the threat of instability. And what does the document say leads to instability? Ethnic and religious wars, invasions across countries, things like that. But here's a direct quote from that document, another thing that leads to instability and will trigger NATO bombing. Quote, insufficient or failed efforts at reform, end quote. Don't play the global program, you're gonna get bombed. Welcome to the future. That's what we're gonna see, more and more bombing, more and more wars. Bill Clinton has just set a brand new record. This guy is great. In the past year, he's bombed five individual countries. No president this century has pulled that one off except during the World War. Five individual countries in the past year. Sudan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Serbia, and Montenegro. And that doesn't even count the mistakes. Brand new record. So he's going to NATO, and they're saying they're going to go off and bomb wherever and whenever. And why NATO? Why not the United Nations? Because Bill can't get his way in the United Nations. There are people there who will say no. Russia and China and even France once in a while. Forget Great Britain. They don't say no. You know those pictures you see of Clinton walking across the lawn with the puppy dog on the leash? That's not Buddy the dog. That's Tony Blair. So that's it, folks. That's the future. We not only have to stop this war, we are mobilizing to stop an endless series of wars coming down the future. Stop the bombing, stop the war, stop the future wars. Stop the bombing, stop the war, stop the future wars. Thank you.
She is also the director of Compañeros del Barrio, child care centers in the Mission, and she's co-chair of the Mobilization to Free Mumia Abu Jamal, which organized a demonstration of 20 to 25,000 2 weeks ago. Please welcome Cristina Vasquez.
Brothers and sisters, the United States has never entered a war for any good reason. The United States has never defended human rights anywhere in the world. The United States was born as a nation on the slaughter of thousands of Native Americans in this land.
That's right.
the United States finance and engineer all the coup d'etats in Latin America. The government of the United States of North America advised and organized and supported every dictator in the world. The United States trained the armies of the world to repress any movement for better working conditions, for health rights, for education in any nation. The United States has financed and trained the torturers that had put electrical shocks in our vaginas so we lose our firstborn in the so-called infamous School of the Americas. I ask myself, where in the world does the United States has the right, this government has the right to even dare to talk about helping Yugoslavia, about matters of racism, about matters and disputes because of violations of human rights, of ethnic problems? How dare they claim themselves champions of human rights when they have the jails people like Leonard Peltier, when they have in the jail also and ready to execute a freedom fighter and a revolutionary like Mumia Abu-Jamal? How dare the United States dare to talk about national sovereignty when they had murdered and jailed every freedom fighter of Puerto Rico? How they dare call themselves that they are for human rights when they cowardly locked up the five independent in the nacionalistas grandmothers of Puerto Rico because they are fighting for their country and they dare say patria libre o morir? So we must stop the war. We must put aside our differences. It is time for all people, Christians and Marxists, feminists and lesbians, gays, the young and the old. We must put our differences aside and we must unite and form a human change that will be able to encircle that war, empty the prisons of this country, feed the hungry, educate the illiterate, and build a new world of justice and peace for you, for me, for my children and our grandchildren. Thank you very much.
Okay, someone has just handed me a flyer saying, protest U.S. NATO bombing of Yugoslavia, direct action demonstration on the Golden Gate Bridge, coming up Saturday, May 29th, 11 a.m. U.S. NATO, reading from the flyer here, U.S. NATO bombs and cruise missiles are raining down on Belgrade, Pristina, Novi Sad, and other cities, towns, and villages in Yugoslavia. They are falling on Serbs, Albanians, Hungarians, Romanis, Montenegrins alike as an act of resistance. The Yugoslav people have taken to protecting their vital bridges against NATO with human chains. In solidarity with the courageous people of Yugoslavia, both the survivors and the dead, the emergency mobilization to stop the war will hold a memorial weekend action on the Golden Gate Bridge. And again, that's Saturday, May 29th at 11 a.m. Meet at the San Francisco or Marin pedestrian walkway entrance. Marchers will proceed to the middle in a human chain.
The cluster bombs are part of the arsenal of decimation of civilians. These are fiendish weapons which carry thousands of slivers of razor-sharp steel. They're designed to terrorize and to maim civilians, but they're part of an arsenal of devastation that includes depleted uranium that has a half-life of 4 billion years and which radiates the water and the aquifer and the soil and the atmosphere. In fact, depleted uranium is coating all of the artillery and shells and missiles that are being fired in the Balkans as they were and are in Iraq. And this is causing an epidemic of congenital deformity, congenital disease on a scale that exceeds that of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It will have consequences for many generations throughout the area. It underlines the purpose here, which is to atomize working people, to break their unions, to break their resistance to these austerity measures, because one has to remember that when these measures were imposed by the World Bank Bank and the International Monetary Fund for the purpose of dismembering Yugoslavia. Hundreds of thousands of workers mobilized in every part of Yugoslavia, 600,000 in Serbia alone, 400,000 in Bosnia-Herzegovina. When the Serbian miners went on strike in Kosovo, all the Albanian workers supported that strike. This whole question of ethnically pure enclaves is by way of creating Bantustans so that people can be separated, atomized, and dominated. And the weapons serve that purpose. It's but the continuation of policy by other means.
Inside, we're collecting money for the anti-war coalition. Today, we are very pleased to have a number of bands with us. We are also very pleased to have a number of very important speakers with us. Today, we have Norman Solomon, who is a syndicated columnist.
We're here and we're not going away. A third of a century ago, can you hear me? A third of a century ago, Martin Luther King Jr. denounced what he called the madness of militarism. Today we are in the deadly shadow of that militarism, and we will not accept it. When cluster bombs that are paid for by U.S. taxpayers, when cluster bombs that are made possible by our silence fall and send thousands of fragments of steel shrapnel into the bodies of villagers in Kosovo, we say no. When National Pentagon Radio, NPR, tells us that those in charge know best, we say no. When human rights are invoked as a rationale for sending bombs over Yugoslavia in our names with our tax dollars, we also say no, no, no. When some say that you can't have a standard of human rights that is consistent, we say no way. And when we hear Senator Feinstein and Senator Boxer and Nancy Pelosi and most members of Congress say that they believe in gun control, we say, what about big gun control at the Pentagon? We realize that the Pentagon is out of control, and it's up to us at the grassroots to stop it. The reality is that we want to feed children, not bomb them. We want to give health care to children, not slaughter them. We want to take down the gold from that building in front of you and give it to the people of this city and this country. The madness of militarism that Dr. King spoke about is killing people around the world, and we will not be silent. We refuse to be silent. We will resist. The war makers in Congress, the war makers in the Pentagon and the White House and the State Department, and yes, the newsrooms of America, they want us to be silent. They want us to be passive. They will be disappointed. They want us to accept the status quo of the madness of militarism. They want our silence. They cannot have it. We will resist.
And this is Diamond Dave with Food Not Bombs, and he's great.
Come in. You're great. Food Not Bombs is the key. The food we have is always free. Food Not Bombs is anarchy. The food we have is always free. Hey, Shotwell. Keep on rocking. We're talking about four generations of poetry, beatniks, hippies, punks, hip-hoppers, Rastafari putting out that message. Against what? This dismal dialectic of mutually assured destruction, acceleration, instigation from the skies and on the ground. Instead, we say it's time to build a movement.
It's time to find the common thread. Let life flourish. Cast a wide net. Find the common thread. Come what may, let life flourish. Fuck anarchy, do what you want, but let's stop this war.
Top of this figure, and somebody has stuck a black anarchist flag into the statue's hand. Now, another thing that's been proliferating throughout the crowd today are 8.5 by 11 flyers with picture of a bullseye on them. And the words underneath the bullseye read, NATO target. And someone has pasted one of these flyers to the figure on the horseback.
Clinton, what do you say?
Well, we obviously have the sound system hooked up now.
Clinton, what do you say? Said Bill Clinton, what do you say? Said Bill Clinton, what do you say? Said Bill Clinton, what do you say? I said, Bill Clinton, what do you say?
How many kids have you killed today?
I said, Bill Clinton, what do you say?
How many kids have you killed today?
I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, stop the bombing!
Stop the war!
I said, 1, 2, 3, 4,
stop
Against the U.S. bombing of Serbia that the United States has seen.
You've been listening to recorded highlights of a protest against the U.S.-NATO aggression in the Balkans, that protest being held in the city of San Francisco on May 15, 1999. Upcoming actions against the war include a planned march onto the Golden Gate Bridge to be held Saturday, May 29th, and a mass mobilization scheduled for June 5th to take place simultaneously in the cities of San Francisco and Washington, D.C. The protest in Washington is expected to include a march from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to the Pentagon. I'm Richard Edmondson for San Francisco Liberation Radio.